Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I had to be with you another Saturday morning. Hope and pray the Lord bless you today and speak to your heart. I just want to thank the Lord today for saving my soul and giving me eternal life and just blessing me every day with His just many, many blessings. I tell you, His long-suffering, His loving kindness toward me and to my people and my loved ones. I want to thank the Lord for answering prayer. He's a prayer-answering God. He's a loving God. He has a God of all power of heaven and earth. And I thank God today I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know He's living no matter what men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives. He lives. He lives. My God today lives. He ever lives. He's not a dead God. He's a living God, a holy God. And I'm thankful to know I serve Him, and I know He can do all things. I just want to love Him more. I just want to live for Him, do my best. I want to win souls while I have time, while there's light, while there's time that we can work. I want to labor. I want to labor faithful, excuse me, over souls. People are perishing. They're dying in sin and going to hell every day. People are dying without the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're dying in sin and going to hell. And it's up to us, we that are saved, the church, to get them into the presence of the Lord. It's up to us to win them, to pray over them, and lead them to the Lord. If we don't, they'll die. And they'll die without Jesus. And when they die without Him, and the blood is not applied to the doorpost of their heart, and their sins have never been forgiven, they've never got their sin under the blood of Jesus, they'll die an awful death. They'll die in sin and go to hell. And that's not God. God didn't will that on man, but I tell you, He gave His Son that man wouldn't have to die in sin and go to hell. And all that rejected His Son, then they'll die in sin. And when they will go to hell because they rejected Him. But He's made the way. The price is paid. And you can come. You can taste of the water of life freely. And you can get a drink of living water where you'll never thirst again. And I tell you, you can eat of Him. You can eat the bread of life and you'll never die. He said, He's talking about a spiritual death. You'll never die. I'll never die. This old body will die. It will go back to the dust whence it came. I tell you, if He comes right now, I'll just get out of this old vile body. He'll change my vile body into a glorious heavenly body. And I'll meet the Lord in the air, so shall I ever be with the Lord. But I tell you, this old body's going to die. But He's already resurrected my soul, the inward man, the real me. I tell you, He's already been resurrected from the dead. I'm talking spiritually speaking. I tell you, I've been born again. I've been born a second time, which means I've been born in this world one time by my earthly mother, and my seed came from my father. But yet, I tell you, I was lost and in sin and on my way to hell. But I needed a new birth to get me to heaven. I needed that to take place, a born again experience, like the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin court, the ruler of the Jews, a man that was religious, and he wasn't saved. He didn't know God. I tell you, he knew about God. He knew about the law. But the Lord dealt with him and spoke to him and told him he must be born again. You must have this spiritual birth to get to heaven. And so when He saved me, He gave me this spiritual birth. I was born into the family and the household of God when I got saved. I've been born in Him. Thank God. And He's in me and I'm in Him. And I tell you, I've been justified. He justified me by His Spirit, by His grace. And I'm thankful for that today. And I hope, pray today, if you're not saved, that you'll get saved. And I tell you, it's a very simple thing to be saved. It's more than just saying a prayer after a preacher. It's more than just confessing. I tell you, just speaking it out your mouth. It must come from the heart. But the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and mouth confession is made unto salvation. You got to confess your sins to God. You got to call on Him and ask Him to have mercy upon you as a sinner. And I tell you, when you really quiet your heart to Him, the Bible said with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you got to be broke, you got to be contrite. You got to see the need. You got to know you're lost. First of all, you got to know you need a Savior. You got to get sorry that you sinned against Him. And when you do, He'll forgive you and He'll make you His own son. He'll make you His own daughter. You become a child of God. A child of the King, and you'll come a heir and a joint heir of the Lord Jesus. And one day when you die, or when He comes back, you'll go to heaven to be with Him. where there's the mansions on the hillside there, where there's a home prepared for us in heaven. I tell you, He's already prepared a place for us. And He said, when I come again, there will you be also. So I know one day is coming. Right now I have the third part of the Godhead. I have the Holy Spirit to guide me, lead me, direct my path. I tell you, Jesus was on this earth, did many mighty works, and He showed and He did the work of His Father, what He told Him to do. And He went on to heaven, and He said, when I'm going away, He said, my Father's going to send back the Comforter. He said, He's going to be with you even to the end of the world. So today we have the Holy Spirit with us, saved to lead, guide, and direct our paths. But one day we're going to see Him face to face. The Bible said, I think Paul talked about it darkly and dimly. He said, I see Him darkly and dimly through a glass, but one day face to face. And one day I'm going to see Him face to face. And it won't be this old fleshly body that I'm in, because it's sinful. There's nothing good about it. My soul's been resurrected, like I said, but one day I'm going to be able to see Him face to face with my heavenly body that I'm going to have. I tell you, I'm going to be able to behold Him for myself and not another. I tell you, He's the one. He's everything. He's precious to me. And I tell you, He's the holy God, a God that can do all things. There's no other God. I tell you, there's God's many, the Bible said. But there's only one true and living God. And I tell you, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And you only come through the door. He's the door. You only get to heaven through Him. It won't be through any other. You can call on others. You can pray to others. And you can have faith in others. But I'm going to tell you something. They won't get you to heaven. I tell you, you'll die in sin and go to hell believing like that. But if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, you shall be saved. You will be saved. With a heart you believe, you'll get saved and you'll go to heaven today. And I appreciate the Lord, His mercy and His long suffering. And I thank You for saving a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I tell you, I've got spiritual eyes now. I was dark. I was dead in trespasses and sin, and He quickened me and made me alive. I tell you, He resurrected my dark soul, and I tell you, I've been walking this life ever since, and I appreciate that today. I want to read to you today out of Luke chapter number 7, and verse number 20 in Luke chapter 7. It talked about here, when the men were come unto Him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? So should we look for another? Now, John was in prison. John the Baptist was in prison. And he heard about what was going on. He heard about how people were raised from the dead, and how that those that had evil spirits were delivered, and those that had infirmities and plagues and all these types of things, and the blind received their sight, and the poor, the gospel's preached unto them. And John began to send two of his disciples and say, go down and say, are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the Messiah? Or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. If they've seen it with their own eyes, they were there. They seen the people being healed and all these types of things. And so Jesus said, now you are witness of these things, and you go and you tell John the things you see, that you've seen and heard, and how the blind see and the lame walk and the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear and the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And I tell you, He's the only God. He is the Messiah that would come and did come. He is the one. And the Bible said He's the one that came forth, that mighty God, doing these great, wonderful miracles. And they went and told John these things. And he knew that is the Messiah. He was a forerunner. And the Lord Jesus began to talk about this man called John the Baptist, the one that was crying in the wilderness. And he was saying, prepare you the way of the Lord, because He's coming. He was the forerunner, and he came and he represented Him well. And I tell you, the Bible said, Jesus said, what, when you out far to see a prophet? Yeah, I send you much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of woman, there is not greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. He talked about this man, and all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, where unto the end shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like the children sitting in the marketplace, calling to one another, saying, we have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a winebibber, and a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. Lord, have mercy today. By the way, it is today. No matter what you do, people want to find fault, point the finger. And here it was, John, and he was baptizing there in the River Jordan. And Jesus was down there. Jesus' disciples were baptizing down there as well, down in Judea, I believe it was. And there it was. And that when they heard these things, Pharisees began to say that, about these, the difference in the baptism, how many was being baptized more than the other and so forth. And the Bible said Jesus baptized none, but his disciples did. But I tell you, these, here it was. They were talking about John the Baptist, and he came neither eating nor drinking. But there they said he had a devil. He said he had a devil, but the Son of Man came eating and drinking. And they said a gluttonous man and wine bibber. I tell you, you can try to find fault in the Lord Jesus, but there's no fault whatsoever. The fault is with you. The fault is with you. You can try to say different things, and you can try to denounce him, but I promise you, he's your way to heaven. And if you reject him, you'll die in sin and go to hell. But if you'll receive him, then you'll have life and have it more abundantly. You'll have life eternal if you'll trust in him. Be like the woman at the well. She said, when the Messiah cometh, he shall tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I am he. I am he. I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. And she believed. The Lord told her about her sin. He told her about things about her life that nobody would know. Just a stranger to her, but he knew. And he come a long journey, and he was there, and he thirsted, and he was very thirsty, and he sat upon Jacob's well, and he was there waiting on her. And when she came, he said, woman, give me the drink of this water. And she said, I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jew, and why are you asking me a drink of water? The Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. And he said, woman, if you knew who asked of thee a drink of water, you would ask of him a drink of living water, where you'll never have to thirst again, and you will have to come here to draw. And she said, sir, give me this water. Let me tell you something today. You can drink of the world. You can taste of the things of the world. And I tell you, you can drink out of the well of this old world. It's just like Jacob's well. And you'll come up empty every time, and you'll keep going back to it. But you will not be satisfied. But when you get a drink of living water, he will totally satisfy you. I'm talking about, you have no desire to run in sin and run out the things of the world and the pleasure for sin for season. I tell you, you just want to get more like him. You want to get closer and cleaner. You're not thirsting for his salvation no longer. You're just thirsting for more of him and more of his presence. That's all. You just want to get close and cleaner, be a light to a lost and dying world. But I tell you, if you've never been satisfied on the inside, if you never really got a drink of a living water, you're not saved. And my prayer to God is that you will today. And it's there for you taking. He's here today speaking to you. And all you got to do is say, yes, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. God, have mercy upon me. Forgive me of all my sins. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed to even call on thee, Lord. But I ask you to have mercy upon me as a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord God. And I live for you. Come into my heart. Save my soul. And I tell you, my time is just quickly come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.